Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Major Mystery. Today, I just want to go over several mysteries with you guys, since you guys have been so patient with me with my lack of content lately. 2021 has been a chaotic year so far, and we're only in day 15. We're only 2 weeks into the new year, and already there is so much chaos amongst the world. On January 6th, we had people storming the Capitol and sitting in Nancy Pelosi's chair and tweeting away. Yes, they are being locked up as we speak. It was a very interesting day. I, honest to God, thought that you couldn't just walk up to the Capitol and go right on in, but apparently I was wrong. And in 5 days, President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris are gonna change the world and be sworn in. The Capitol is not ready for this. They have upped security to the highest degree. They don't want another January 6th event on their hands. They don't want another chaotic day in the midst. Quite frankly, I don't blame them. With so much of the world turning into chaos, let's hope President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris can get sworn in and start cleaning up after Trump. Start cleaning up and turning America into something more powerful than she already is. Yes, we're still struggling due to coronavirus. Yes, we're still trying to adjust to a new normal and figure out what life is after corona, after COVID, after everything. But I can say this. January 20th cannot come soon enough. This new president has to be resilient. This new president has to persevere through everything. He can't just back down now. President Biden, you'll do a damn good job, I think. Today's case is going to be about Jimmy Riddle Hoffa. Jimmy Hoffa has definitely been an interesting character in the degree that history defines him as, and that is because he's still relevant today. He created unions for jobs. He is the reason why job insurance is so fundamentally needed. There's a wonderful book written about Jimmy Hoffa called I Hear You Paint Houses by Charles Brandt. I read it. I loved it. I loved it so much that I bought a hardcover. And for those of you that don't know, I don't particularly care for hardcovers. Yes, I know that makes me a hardcoverist, but I like paperback. I love the feel of paperback much more, and I definitely much more appreciate paperback than I do hardback. With that being said, I Hear You Paint Houses is a mafia code. Jimmy Hoffa has a very, very shady past and a very shady present. We don't know where he is. We cannot declare him fully dead. As in the rules of homicide, no body, no crime. They never found his body. So, which begs the question, where is Jimmy Hoffa? The U.S. government thinks not, and it declared the former leader of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters legally dead on July 30th, 1982. Is it possible that Jimmy Hoffa is still alive? I mean, he would be relatively older. But it's not to say. But he did disappear on July 30th, 1975, which, yes, that was a long time ago. Yes, that's over 40 years ago. So, he might not still be alive. The Mafia was always alongside Hoffa during his rise and fall as a kingpin of organized labor through the U.S. However, was the mob there in the bitter end? We don't know. We honestly cannot say. Hoffa was born February 14th in 1913 in Brazil, Indiana, and dropped out of school after ninth grade. And by 19, he moved his family to Detroit, where he first got the first taste of hard-nosed labor restrictions while unloading boxcars for 32 cents an hour in a grocery warehouse. 32 cents an hour. He is 19 at this time, so the year would be 1927, shortly before the Great Depression. For 32 cents an hour, he is moving boxcars through a grocery warehouse. To hear this in 2021, this puts into perspective what inflation has done for the U.S. dollar and for what Jimmy Hoffa has actually done for U.S. employees. He organized a fight for higher wages and won. As leader of the Teamsters Local 299, a few years later, he battled often literally for his unions. I was hit so many times with nightsticks, clubs, and brass knuckles, I can't even remember where all the bruises are, Hoffa said. But I can hit back. Guys who try to break me often get broken up. Hoffa clawed his way up the Teamsters national leadership ladder. His strong-arm tactics found him regularly in the company of organized crime figures who helped him solidify power, seizing the national presidency of the union in 1957. And though tirelessly and ruthlessly critics charged, he grew his membership platform to 2.2 million employees. That is a lot of people in 1957. But U.S. Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy, yes, that Bobby Kennedy, went after Hoffa and won. Hoffa gets sentenced to a 13-year prison sentence in 1967 for jury tampering, fraud, and conspiracy. In 1961, President Richard Nixon, I am not a crook, commuted Hoffa's sentence, a release that carried this heavy stipulations that he refrain from union activity until 1980. That is 9 years. That is 9 years from 1971 to 1980. And Hoffa simply couldn't. The still tough 5'5", 58-year bulldog started angling his return to power. The problem is Fitzsimmons, is Hoffa's successor. And he consolidated his own base. And basically, with the help of some mobsters, Fitzsimmons is the height of all power during all of this. And on July 30th, 1975, Hoffa drives to the Marcus Red Fox restaurant in Bloomsfield Township, northwest of Detroit. It's going to be a midday sit-down. You know, like in those old mafia movies with the great Marlon Brando. I'll make you an offer, kid. An offer you simply cannot refuse. You know, take the gun, leave the cannoli. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Wednesday. All the great mafia movies had one guy that simply rose to power, had too much of it, and had to have a midday sit down with two enforcers, Anthony Tony Giacalano and New Jersey racketeer Anthony Tony Provenzano, to quell a feud and discuss Hoffa's future with the Teamsters. And on this day, Hoffa's never seen alive again. Hoffa doesn't come home the next morning. His wife Josephine is calling the police, frantic that her husband never made it home. The police get to the parking lot, and given Hoffa's connections, they just assumed it was just foul play and end of the case. With that being said, a few of the theories about Hoffa's disappearance. His body could have been hiding in the trunk the entire time and visiting a giant compressor. No body, no crime. Whacked in Michigan and unceremoniously interred in the giant stadium in New Jersey, which was under construction at this time. So, for the New York Giants, if you trip over the field the next time, that wasn't a rock. It's a skull! Or, he's buried somewhere in Michigan in a gravel pit in Highland, under a swimming pool in blooming fields, beneath a garage in Cadillac. Or, we don't know. Jimmy Hoffa is declared legally dead in 1982. Jimmy Hoffa refuses to come out and be found. Jimmy Hoffa is a really interesting man. With that being said, read I Hear You Paint Houses. It is a fantastic, bone-chilling book that is on Audible. And you guys know how much I love Audible and how much I love reading. So, read I Hear You Paint Houses by Charles Brandt, and you'll see the full picture of this mafia code. This mafia code, I Hear You Paint Houses, is an old code. Supposedly, you pick up the phone and you tell someone, I hear you paint houses. They'll tell you the client's name. The client's never heard from again. It's a great book. I highly recommend it. Let me know what you guys think about Jimmy Hoffa and if you guys think that it was right to declare him legally dead in 1982. Please leave your thoughts, comments, questions, concerns in the description box below. This has been Major Mystery, and you can always email me at ajim07@gmail.com. You can tweet me, you can Instagram me. I will gladly take your comments, questions, concerns. This has been Major Mystery, signing off.